Jamie Gastillo has worked on the monorail for almost 30 years. He's made a lot of trips between Westlake and Seattle Center. So he's had a front row seat to Seattle's dramatic growth. KUW explores those changes with an audio postcard from Region of Boom producer Posey Gruner.
Yeah, I'm Jamie Gastillo.
Okay, hi, welcome aboard.
I'm the lead cashier and conductor here in the Seattle Center monorail.
The front's the best view, that's first class.
I've been here for 27 years, and I hope to be here for another 27 years, but it's a job I enjoy very much.
Sit back, enjoy the view. I'll point out a things on our journey. On my right, we're passing the Westin Hotel.
The first time I rode the monorail was when I was a 12-year-old child during the World's Fair. I waited with a whole mess of friends, probably about 2 hours to get on the train back then. And it was so fascinating. I mean, we were scrambling to get on the train to be up by the driver, just like kids do today. Icon Grill is no longer here. They're gonna be building a hotel in this space to my left. I could look both directions, east or west, and I could either see the Olympic Mountains or I could see, you know, the Cascades. And on the right-hand side, another condominium. But now I count the number of cranes that exist on this site by Lake Union. I keep wondering what existed there before. I can't remember sometimes because my memory starts fading. As we pass the Hyatt House, you will see the famous Space Needle. Definitely the landscape has changed greatly and dramatically. It's transformed into ridership for us too, because people who live in this area like taking the monorail to go downtown. And I appreciate that because I love the people who ride the trains. Now riding Seattle Center, Pacific Science Center, the White Arches beyond. Right now the time is 8:19, and on the monorail, it's always 1962. Thank you.
It's always 1962. That was Jamie Gastillo, lead cashier and conductor of the monorail. You might be able to meet him if you take the monorail to or from this weekend's Bumbershoot Music Festival. It's happening at the Seattle Center this weekend.